when these things happen, when you lose clients, when you have to fire clients, when you hate your job, or, you know, these things happen, if you can let them go, the sooner you can let them go, the faster the next opportunity will come. So always be excited for tomorrow, because tomorrow is full of possibilities. And you know, I'm thinking, I'm 37 years old, and I'm thinking 10 years ahead. I'm like Gary Vee in that thing. You know, you say what you want about Gary, but he is straight up correct. You think about the legacy, think about what's happening 10 years from now. Most of the people I look up to, like Sir Richard Branson, didn't even make his first million until he was in his 50s. You guys, I've got 12 years, 12 years to make millions. So don't, I guess my takeaway here is it's just how you handle it. And I think that's what you learn with the experience of 8, 10, 9, 20, you know, years of being an entrepreneur. You learn to handle the low points, the hits, and what have you better. And it's not that we don't have them. It's just maybe, and it's not that we don't want to talk about them. It's just we tend to handle them a little different. And we just go with it because we know what's going to happen next is good things. I hope this was helpful to those of you that if you are comparing yourself to others, I would encourage you not to compare. You can get inspiration. You can feel inspired. You know, learn from other people. Learn from your peers in the same position as you who've been doing it longer, who've been doing it less. I learn from people younger than me and fresh out of, you know, starting fresh in entrepreneurship, maybe older than me and just starting. I learn from them all the time. I learn from my mentees all the time. I learn from my children all the time. So just understand that we all have struggles. It's okay to struggle. It's part of kind of the adventure of life. But tomorrow is full of possibilities, and I want you to go out and be excited about that.